coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
On Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, where the Gores hit 64 today. Ooh, that's a beautiful thing. You know, if the cherry blossoms come up a little bit too early, it's going to be global warming. But they tell us, don't use a local cold weather event and call it that, you know, to try to discredit global warming. Well, here's my prediction. As soon as it gets hot in New York City in the summertime, which it's going to, folks, you heard it here first. I'm being facetious, obviously. But as soon as we see the videos of all the kids playing in the fire hydrants because there's another heat wave in New York, as there has been ever since I've been a kid, they're going to blame it on global warming. But don't blame the snow for a lack of global warming. Ugh, the hypocrisy just drips. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and this, California, and this, WDJA, is the roundtable where we let our hair down a little bit and have some fun with a group, a great group of folks. Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog. You can catch him at madogre.com. Very insightful, noted gun writer, George is a reviewer. Read his reviews if you're looking at anything. And we'll talk with him about guns tonight just because we can. Morgan Boatman. Morgan will be joining us momentarily. He is flashing on the screen. Morgan Boatman is a regular on the roundtable. Morgan, of course, is the son of late great gun writer Robert Boatman, who you may know because you may have one or two or three or four of his books in your personal defense library, Living with Glocks, Living with the Big 50, Living with the 1911. So, having said that, we also have flashing on the screen tonight, Mr. Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes is the founder of the Oath Keepers. And Stuart was kind enough to agree to come on the broadcast on very short notice while he was driving down the road to a speaking engagement, actually, in Texas today, to talk about his appearance on Bill O'Reilly's O'Reilly Factor on Fox News earlier this week, where, personally, I believe that Mr. O'Reilly put his foot in his mouth and wasn't quite clear on the facts. And Stuart Rhodes is going to be here in just a couple seconds to talk about where he went wrong. And I should say that I did give Bill O'Reilly the Bonehead of the Week Award. You can call it the Pinhead or Bonehead, as he says. We'll let you make up your minds. And I was very surprised to hear O'Reilly make the comments that he made concerning the Second Amendment. And that's what we want to focus on with Stuart tonight. We don't want to talk about Oath Keepers and all that stuff. You can go to their website and find out what they're about. We want to talk specifically about the suspension of your constitutional rights. So having said that, let me first introduce Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, out in Salt Lake City. I'm sorry, George. Let's just say out in Vernal, Utah. Welcome to Armed American Radio, brother.
Hey, it's good to be here. As always, pleasure and a privilege. Nice day today. Went out and did some shooting with a new pistol, and I have to say I'm pleased.
Oh, isn't that great? What was the gore-pature?
Oh, probably up, we're probably talking like 35, 40 gore.
Oh, that's getting warm.
Oh, man, that's T-shirt weather.
Paging Mr. Gore. Paging Mr. Gore. We seem to have a problem. Hey, George, hang on for one second. Let's introduce Morgan Boatman. Mr. Morgan Boatman, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We missed you last week, my friend.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I missed you guys, too. It's always great to be here.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's fun. And guess what, gentlemen, on my line, I've got Mr. Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes, of course, the founder of Oath Keepers, who I had a nice conversation with when I met him at the SHOT Show in Vegas, sitting there drinking a cup of coffee. Stuart Rhodes, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking time. How did your speech go today? You gave a speech out there in Texas somewhere, huh?
Sure did. Here in San Antonio. Had a good time. Excellent crowd. Good hardcore constitutionalists at the grassroots level.
You know what? Let's talk about the Constitution, Stuart, because what I want to do is start off this segment with the clip that we ran in the first segment of just a piece, about a minute or so, of your encounter with Bill O'Reilly, Fox News talking giant of the O'Reilly Factor. Sean, can we run that real quick?
Yeah.
If a mayor of a city, or a governor of a state,
has a state of emergency, all right? And you hear that all the time. We're going to put a state of emergency here. And we have a city that's out of control like we had in the 60s, and you remember some of those riots, I'm sure. And they say, you know, we're going to pour as a curfew. You can't go out after 11 o'clock. You can't have a gun out in public. You can't do this. You can't assemble. And, you know, because we have a out-of-control situation, you're telling me that you're going to tell your people not to obey those laws?
I would say that disarming an average law-abiding citizen blanket like that.
No state of emergency. Now, I'm just saying, I'm just talking state of emergency.
Okay, so you call it state of emergency. Call it what you want. It's still unconstitutional.
That's a pretty extreme position. All right, let me ask.
Okay, Stuart. Bill O'Reilly said that your position was extreme, and I want to start the conversation off with you by letting listeners know that we're not here to talk about the Oath Keepers, and you know, people can go to oathkeepers.com and see what you guys are all about.
.org.
I'm sorry, oathkeepers.org. Sorry about that. Thanks for clarifying that. And see what oathkeepers.org is all about, and they can make up their own minds. Armed American Radio has no dog in the hunt. I've had a good conversation with you, and specifically I want to frame our conversation around those comments. You know, I got angry when I saw that, when I heard that and saw that, because you mentioned Katrina earlier. I didn't have time to pull all those clips. But you mentioned Katrina, and your comment was, since when does weather suspend the Constitution? Show me where that is in the Constitution. Stuart, I read my Constitution today verbatim, and it ain't in there, pal.
That's right. That doesn't say the right of people to keep and bear arms should not be infringed unless it's raining really hard and there's a hurricane. There's no weather exception. So I consider O'Reilly, unfortunately, must be a sunshine patriot. And he's a fair weather friend of the Second Amendment. It only applies when there's blue skies, fluffy little white clouds, and little bunny rabbits hopping around. So when things get nasty, according to him, that's the end of the Second Amendment. And that's exactly the opposite of the intention of the founders. It was put there for emergencies. The militia, which is the reason why the Second Amendment was put there, to protect the arms of the people as the militia, is the institution that's tasked with suppressing insurrections, enforcing the laws of the Union, and repelling invasions. Pretty dire emergencies to me, but that's why it's there. So it's supposed to be us, the people in our militia, who are supposed to take care of each other and ourselves and our community when we suffer a hurricane or any kind of disaster. So he's got it completely flipped. But to be fair to Bill, he's only the product of modern society, which has flipped the Constitution on its head and made it so that the Constitution only applies when you don't need it, you know? So, you know, I don't know what else to say. He's just, you know, a reflection of the common ignorance of our own heritage and our own civic order.
Well, I believe that, and I may be going out on a limb here, I don't know this to be fact, I'm going to guess, that Bill O'Reilly, in the event of a declared emergency on Long Island, where he proudly hails from, in a declared emergency, is not going to have to worry personally about defending himself and his family. I would be willing to bet money that he has a private security detail. I don't know if that's the case or not. I certainly wouldn't put it past him. In fact, if he doesn't, I would highly recommend he do that, because that's the way I mean, it's just a terrible byproduct.
That's a good point, Mark, that... you know, it was the shopkeepers, if you remember the L.A. riots, it was the shopkeepers on their roofs with ARs that kept their property safe.
Right. Exactly.
And that was a state of emergency. That's what self-defense is all about. I mean,
right.
Like last hour, if those bad guys had come into the Waffle House, that's a state of emergency. It's very local, but that's the emergency.
Well, you're right. You're looking at it from a micro standpoint instead of a macro, and that's absolutely correct. You know, again, I say this, you know, I'm a fan of O'Reilly's. I like watching O'Reilly's program. It makes me think, and I don't really pay as much attention to it, you know, to his opinions as to what I hear from the guests. I happen to admit I love listening to Bernard Goldberg. He's got the media down pat. I love it. But his Second Amendment position surprised me, Stuart, to hear him say that. I thought he was very misguided, because what we're talking about is a local mayor, Nagel, down in New Orleans, who suspended the Constitution. Now, can you tell us about the court fights subsequent to that?
Well, after that, the NRA, first thing they did, they sought an injunction against any further confiscation, and they won. And the judge also ruled that the seized firearms had to be returned. And then they also, I haven't read the statute yet, but I know they helped to put in place a federal statute. But I always go back to the Constitution. You know, you shouldn't need a federal statute to reinforce what's already the highest law of the land. When it says shall not be infringed, it means it. And it's just like we said a minute ago, this is why. It's because when the police can no longer retain order, the answer is not to disarm the law-abiding. The answer is to have the law-abiding and the police work together to stop the looters. I mean, the attitude that you must disarm the population when the police cannot maintain control makes us all seem like we're all potential looters.
Stuart, you know what that is? That's the elitist attitude, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm your host, Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mr. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Morgan Boatman, whose opinion is highly prized here on this program for a number of reasons. And we are fortunate enough to have Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, on to talk specifically about the Second Amendment issues that were brought up on the O'Reilly Factor this week. And I should say, gentlemen, that I have reached out to O'Reilly's office and asked him to come on here and talk about it. Don't hold your breath. You know, he's going to move on down the road. He's, you know, and I understand that completely. And I am certainly not offended, but I am also willing to go on his show and talk about it. So if anybody's listening, that opportunity is available.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Stuart, back to you real quick. Like I said, I was shocked when I heard those comments about the Second Amendment. O'Reilly generally doesn't talk too much about the gun issue and the Second Amendment. He tends to stay away from that. I've watched him for years, and that's just not a topic that you see. In fact, you see a lot of questions out on the internet. What does O'Reilly think about guns in the Second Amendment? Why does he never talk about it? And like I said before, you know, somebody as high profile as he is, if he doesn't have a personal security detail, he's crazy. He needs to. It's just an unfortunate byproduct of being that famous in America, as sad as that may be. You know, he even comments on his show that he gets threats and stuff like that. So I would assume that he does. Hopefully he does. But we don't. I don't. You don't. George.
I get threats.
Well, maybe you do.
I do.
Stuart, is that you, Stuart?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You've got a hot button thing going on with Oath Keepers, and you know, we'll have you on at some other time to talk about that. But
sure.
Let's go back to the Second Amendment here for a minute. King County, North Carolina.
Yes.
It snowed. Oh my gosh! And the local police chief. You want to run with that one?
Well, you know, actually, I heard that to be fair to her, supposedly, she had no intention of actually enforcing the state statute. She was just simply notifying the people that the state statute, this is what it said. But my response to that was, well, look, if the state statute's in violation of the Second Amendment and likely also the Constitution of the state of Virginia, or of North Carolina, it was North Carolina, correct?
It was North Carolina, correct?
That's right. Yeah, so it probably violates the state constitution of North Carolina, I'm sure. So she should have said, look, it's null and void. It's in violation of your right to bear arms. I'm not even going to bother telling you about it. But she could have been a hero. She could have said, you know, if her intention really was to only let them know about it but not enforce it, she could have gone one step further and said, furthermore, I'm not going to enforce that because that's a violation of your natural rights to self-defense and also your constitutional rights under the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of North Carolina, and she would have been a friggin' hero.
Well, you know what? Again, in fairness, like you said, to echo your thoughts, in fairness to her, I would have said the same thing. Now, you know, she's the one that drew the ire of that, and I have read the statute in North Carolina, and she was simply, you know, doing her job. I'm not going to...
No, she wasn't. No, it's not her job to just enforce whatever law the legislature passes. It's her job to defend the Constitution.
Okay, very good. Well spoken.
That's her first duty. She swore an oath to defend that Constitution.
You're right, she did.
It's the highest law.
Now, in defense of her, she had no clue. Can you imagine? You know, here this stuff hits a little local paper, and man, with today's technology, this stuff is global. Global. Now, she finds herself in a hot seat doing just what you just said. She's finding herself having to defend the oath she took and everything else. And, you know, my position on that relative to the state of North Carolina is, man, you've got folks in Carolina listening to us. I know you're listening to us. I get the emails from you. This is the type of legislation that you have to change. Emergency Powers Acts, all this stuff. You know, Georgia's going through that right now to suspend the governor's ability to strip you of your Second Amendment constitutional rights during snow emergency, like when Atlanta gets 2 inches of gore, okay? Morgan, what's going on out in your neck of the woods with that? You guys got the emergency powers going on?
I don't know. I don't care. I mean, you know, if we get, I was shoveling snow today. If I need to protect myself and my family, I'm going to, and that's the essentially the right thing to do.
It's the moral thing to do. It's the ethical thing to do. It's a responsibility that you have. George, Utah, snows out there, does it?
You know, if we have a snow day, it would have to be like, Category 4 Katrina-level event for us to even call a school day off, you know, for something like snow. That's why we have 4x4s, you know. We just kind of laugh at the rest of the country who freaks out about a little bit of that white stuff. I'll be honest, though, I don't like it, but, it doesn't exactly stop me from going and doing what I have to go get done.
George, I'm embarrassed for you out there in Utah. You guys got a zero, a big, fat zero on the Brady scorecard.
Yeah, we'll have to try harder. We were going for a negative score, and it didn't work out.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, better luck next time, Stuart. What did you guys get on that? Did you see that Brady campaign thing?
You know, I didn't pay attention to that. I'm getting ready to move back to Montana, so I haven't been following what's going on there as far as Nevada's score. So.
Well, I can tell you right now that Montana scored 4.
Good. Yeah.
And interesting. Well, interestingly, gentlemen, Illinois scored 28 out of 100. Illinois. California, we had some fun with California in the first hour or two. California scored 79. They've got the highest Brady score of all based on those numbers and the scorecard that the Brady campaign puts out that
They should correlate those numbers with violent crime. Should see how those
Looking at the FBI crime statistics.
Ah, thank you, George, for doing that. What is California? Do they even register with a 79 Brady score? There shouldn't be much crime out there.
You know, you'd think it should be just peaceful, like, just a nirvana, you know. It should be wonderful. But, you know, California is shockingly a very violent state. The amount of violent crime, and we're talking murder, we're talking rape, we're talking assault. These violent crimes, the numbers are very, very high. And in the other states where the numbers are very low according to the Brady score, you know, fours and fives, you know, those kind of numbers, zero. Shockingly, the violence is much, much lower. Now, granted, these statistics do not go into per capita, you know, so I don't have access to that. And the numbers that we were looking at was 2008. Because 2009 numbers are still being compiled and reported. However, when you go to the FBI.gov site and you look at 2009, it says that overall, even though the numbers aren't finished, overall it's looking like there's a nationwide 4.4% drop in violent crimes. And now that's interesting because every state in the country is getting more and more pro-gun. So the trend looks like, and you can play with these numbers to make it look like whatever you want, but to me, the way I read it, the trend looks like more guns equals less crime.
Ooh, there's a book by that title that I have on my shelf, and we're getting ready to go into a break, so I'll hold my thought on that. But based on the numbers that you're talking about, we can talk a little bit about the Violence Policy Center CCW Killer website. Well, in fact, we'll do that when we come back from the break, because those numbers rose again, according to them. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves.
Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the Association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right, gentlemen, on the round table. And I should say this, that we had Kathy Jackson on the line. Her call was dropped, and she hasn't called back. We're waiting for her to call back. Hopefully she can do that.
I'm on the phone.
And chime in. I'm going to read some stories. There's a lot of really fun gun news stories out there tonight. I'd like to get your take one by one if we could. We'll start with George and then Stuart and then Morgan. Is that okay, guys?
Sounds good.
Yep, good to go.
All right. Assault weapons ban. An attempt to ban military-style assault weapons died in committee despite high-profile killings in Seattle last year involving such weapons. Gun rights advocates packed a Senate Judiciary Committee, and several senators vowed that the bill would not pass in this or any year. That's in Washington. Thoughts, George?
I called such guns sport utility rifles. You know, they look like what the military uses, but they simply, in fact, are not what the military use. These civilian guns, the AR-15 or the what we call the AK-47, are semi-auto only, just like any other hunting gun that you can get off the shelf, like the Benelli R1, a Remington 1187. These are classic hunting guns that shoot one shot per pull of the trigger. The fact that they look scary is just like, you know, me looking at somebody who happens to be of a Muslim heritage and me just getting a knee-jerk reaction, oh, he looks like he could be a terrorist.
Irrelevant is the word, George.
Exactly.
It's irrelevant.
It's cosmetics.
Stuart, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they're very, very good social rifles. I mean, my FAL is precisely what I want to have during the next huge riot or some other social breakdown, because it's a very effective tool of self-preservation.
We saw that in California.
You bet.
And we also saw that in Katrina, too, as long as we didn't get them taken away. Morgan, thoughts?
Hey, I think George hit it right on the head there. It's racial profiling at its worst. People don't like the looks of it, so they want to get rid of it.
It's a beautiful thing. Very well said. Very contrite. Listen to this one, gentlemen. George, we'll go back up the top again, the round table. We're going around the table. I like this. The Washington Times, Friday, February 19th, just last week. Editorial, getting rid of gun control. Virginia finally poised to repeal its unusual law that prohibits law-abiding citizens from buying more than one gun per month. It's about time, because the red tape has not had the desired effect in lowering crime. Besides Virginia, only Maryland, California, and New Jersey still have these laws. South Carolina was the first state to adopt it. Contrary to the nanny state notion that gun control is good, gun limitations are actually harmful. George.
I ran into that when I was out there at Greentop Sporting Goods in Hanover County, Virginia, just north of Richmond. You know, I wanted to buy a pair of guns, a matched pair, a set. I could get one, but I had to wait a month until I could pick up the second gun in the set because of that stupid law. It makes no sense. If I wanted to commit a crime, you know, I could jack somebody up with just one gun, or I could steal a gun.
Well, you could commit a crime with a fork if you wanted to.
Or harsh language in some places.
Right, right. A note. A written note.
Oh, exactly. But having that law, it did nothing but irritate and stifle the rights of law-abiding gun owners and collectors.
You're absolutely correct. Stuart?
I think it's a good sign these silly laws are being repealed. I think it's a good indication that the tide is turning in this country, and we're winning the debate about the utility of firearms for life preservation. That the balance, as John Lott pointed out in his book, you know, the balance is on the side of gun ownership being better for us. And the more widespread, the better. More guns, less crime.
Bingo. Morgan.
Now, well, you got to remember that these laws are not about about helping us, about saving our skin. It's about disempowering us so that they can do what they want with us.
I agree. But what I'm saying is that we're winning the public perception battle now, though, I think.
I agree, too. And that incrementally, we have to prove that we actually are willing and able to fight for ourselves, and the laws will follow us.
And they are. They are. And we've seen that tide. I think Stuart's right. You know, we've seen that tide turning, you know, ridiculously in our favor. And which, of course, is why I guess right now would be a good time to say congratulations, National Park Carry, tomorrow. Correct? Tomorrow, the 22nd, National Park Carry goes into effect. So make sure you follow the laws of your state. If you're going to carry concealed in a national park, you're able to do that effective tomorrow, under legislation signed by President Obama.
Now, of course, the anti-gunners are going to say that the national parks are going to run with blood.
Oh, we the Wild West, the OK Corral, it's all coming. And, of course, we never see it because it's part of the Brady campaign big lie. All right, let's check out this one, George. We'll go back up to you. Protecting West Virginia gun owners from entrapment. This is a great one. Senate Judiciary Chairman Jeffrey Kessler hopes to send a strong message to the Big Apple and any others outside West Virginia, hands off when it comes to entrapping residents with illegal firearms purchases. In fact, he dubbed his proposed new legislation Tuesday the Bloomberg Bill after the New York mayor and his zest for rounding up guns. They've been sending folks across state lines outside the jurisdiction of his city, so I call it an entrapment bill, Kessler said. Basically, it would make it a felony for them to come out and try to purchase guns illegally in the state of West Virginia. George, thoughts on that one?
Oh, man. Getting me started on Bloomberg is a dangerous thing.
Go easy.
They were doing this to Virginia gun shows. I remember that at the big Richmond gun show. Bloomberg sent his cronies down there, his henchmen, and they slunk in like the weasels they are, trying to buy guns from good, honest people who are selling their property. It's their legal property, and they're going to sell it to somebody on good faith who was legal to purchase. And these agents are doing everything they can to trick and connive the good citizens of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and now evidently of West Virginia. I didn't know how far that this guy was taking it, but he's going to all these places. It's they're doing everything they can. It's
he famously went after a couple stores outside Atlanta area too in Georgia. Stuart, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, entrapment's really a really serious problem. There's been a real bad erosion in the, you know, it used to be that you had some good protection against entrapment, but now, you know, it's been eroded so much that police can lie to you to your face as part of their entrapment scheme. If you ask them, you know, are you an officer of the law, and they can lie to you. And so I think it's sad but necessary to erect, you know, these particular specific protections against entrapment for guns. But we should have that protection. Initially, all you have to do is ask somebody whether they're an undercover officer, you know, if you suspect it might be. But that's no longer a talisman. You have to rely on a new statute, apparently.
Yeah, he's been Bloomberg's been slapped pretty good there in some lawsuits with his entrapment deals. Morgan, what do you think?
It just wears me out that they're trying to paint us as the bad guys. You know, I mean, like you pointed out earlier in the show, we are the ones who got our eyes open for the suspicious behavior and we're the point men out there in the field, you know, protecting ourselves, and they're thinking that we're the bad guys. We have to remember that all these fights that we are fighting right now are not just for the good of our own community and our own country. There was an article in the Washington Post, of all places, that India is looking at America and watching its development in the rights of gun ownership so that they can become empowered by carrying guns and reducing crime in their environment. It's a global thing, and we are the, you know, we're the fighters of the good fight. We need to remember that as well.
And it just smacks of elitism is what it is, obviously. But, you know, anybody with common sense knows that. Guys, this is one of my favorite. And, I mean, this one just have you cracking up. And this is from Bob Barr, friend of this program. Bob Barr has been here before. And I've got a minute. I'll read it out real quick, and then you guys can comment when we come back. Anti-gun lunacy continues. We ought to be used to the stories by now. Students suspended for toy gun. Tweety Bird keychain, cause for expulsion. Still, when we read of a fourth grade student being hauled into a school principal's office because his Lego policeman figure is carrying a 2-inch long plastic rifle, it is hard to resist the urge to pull at one's hair in reaction to the sheer idiocy of the adults who do such things. This latest example of a grown-up appearing to be a simpleton in front of a child took place at Public School 52 in Staten Island, New York. We're going to rag you right after these messages, Staten Island, New York, because this one's good. I'm Mark Walters. You are on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today.
We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Guns, ammunition, scary topics, right? No, freedom. Guns and ammunition represent freedom to law-abiding people in a free country, in a free nation. The sound of my Glock Gen 4 racking its slide, Morgan, smells and sounds like freedom. And that's a beautiful thing. And your dad wrote about it great, and I've read your book on modifying it, which I won't do. I won't do because I'm scared to do that. But, guys, let's go back to this anti-gun lunacy column here that appeared by Bob Barr on the 12th. And it says, according to a spokesman for the school system, Principal Evan Mattioni or whatever was simply following the Staten Island school system's no-tolerance policy, much like the King County police, right, Stuart?
Yeah, exactly.
That prohibits all weapons at the school when she hauled the 9-year-old into her office and called his parents. And let's remind listeners that we're talking about a Lego policeman figure with a 2-inch plastic rifle. And, it, you know, Bob was smart. He did what I would have done here. He Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines a weapon, quote-unquote, to be something as a club, knife, or gun used to injure, defeat, or destroy. Now, he says, I know we have become in many respects a people afraid of our own shadows, but if Ms. So-and-so considers that a 2-inch-long plastic rifle held by a 3-inch-tall Lego police figure will injure, defeat, or destroy someone or something, then this is definitely not the sort of adult I would want teaching my children or grandchildren anything. This is a person so afraid of the world around her that she probably leaves her bedroom light on at night to help scare away the boogeyman hiding under her bed. Perhaps she holds down a second job at TSA. Ouch. Now, I didn't write that. That was from Bob Barr, and I know people at TSA that do a bang-up job. So, but that came from Bob Barr's blog, Anti-Gun Lunacy, continues. George, going around the table, I'm going to start at the top with you. A Lego figure, pal. What's up with that?
Well, with having six boys of my own, I know Legos very well. And
you step on them in your bare feet, and they
absolutely
hurt.
Absolutely. The little minifigs are the most non-threatening things ever. They're cute. I love them. Now, however, this little kid in this story, his father is a police officer. So he is celebrating his pride of his own father and what his father's service for his community is. He has a little minifigure policeman. The little minifig has a little weapon. Doesn't look anything like a real gun if you saw the photos of what it actually was. It just looks like something in the fig's hand.
I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. I know everything about those Lego toys.
But what this teacher's doing is saying is basically saying that this child's father is unacceptable in school. He's bad. There's something bad about what his father does because of the representation and the association in the child's mind between the minifig and the child's father.
Yeah. What about career day?
Yeah, what about career day? Hey, Stuart, let's go to you real quick. I got yelled at when I said that the cop was just doing her job. What's going on here, man? What is going
on
here?
I don't think it's a fixation on a Lego figure being a cop. I think it's just guns in general. This is an attempt to stamp out culture and heritage. That's what it really is.
Great point.
The gun culture is the great evil they're trying to stamp out. They don't want kids to even think about firearms or play with firearms, toys that are assemblies of firearms, or even think about, in the future, one day, maybe even wielding a firearm, God forbid.
That's a great point, because people need to be reminded that the gun culture founded this great nation. Morgan, thoughts on this lunacy?
That's exactly right, American culture is a gun culture. And what I do is, I don't know, it sounds funny to say, but Little House on the Prairie. We're reading Little House on the Prairie. And if you expose your kids to...
I can't hear you guys anymore. So you guys are breaking up.
Okay, Stuart, I think you're probably on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Sean, can we kind of ride that board down? Okay, can we maybe work that board down a little bit? Morgan, go ahead and continue your thought.
Okay. You gotta take the reins of your own kids' development and expose them to the culture that you want them exposed to. There's always going to be a watering down of culture at schools because they want to please everybody, just like politicians. So I didn't read the story, but this kid obviously has proper exposure to firearms through his father's career, and the public school is not going to give you what you want unless you stand up and tell public school what to do. Remember, they're working for us, just like the politicians. If you want something changed, you've got to do it. And apparently, most people don't want it changed.
It is truly fascinating how far let me rephrase that. It is truly fascinating. I'll just eliminate the word. It is truly fascinating how we've gotten to where we've gotten to. And
I think you're trying to say how far we've drifted off.
Okay, great. Thank you for leading me in that direction. How far we have drifted from what we know to be right and what we know to be wrong, as in the form of common sense. We're talking about common sense. And I my personal belief is that in conjunction with the mainstream media, the most dangerous entity in this country today is the media driving an agenda. A political agenda is extremely dangerous, especially when that agenda is a progressive, extremely liberal, progressive agenda that strives, in the words of our president, to redistribute wealth, where we all, it's a collective mentality that is lies in the face of what this country was founded on. And we can jump all over Little House on the Prairie, but what Papa did?
I got interrupted, but that the father in that story has a gun and uses it in a constructive way to feed the family, to protect the family. And so you read any kid's story that's more than about 50, 40 years old, there are going to be guns in it. And that's that's where, you know, gun culture is preserved and propagated. But now, you know, you get these kid stories, they're all squishy. And
well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, the liberal progressive movement is attempting to, well, not attempting to, they have succeeded in it, let's admit that, for a number of years in rewriting history. And, you know, they've been successful with that. And I say on this broadcast many times over that they have been successful with the help of the mainstream media, which is why it is so dangerous when they attempt to rewrite history as they do. And the mainstream media either doesn't attack what they're doing or report on it, or when they do, they're actively pushing the same agenda. That's a very, very, very dangerous, very dangerous thing to have happen. And,
but at the same time, they're just doing what their market tells them what to do. If we stand up and we telephone, we call them up and say, you know what, I don't appreciate, just like that, I forget his name, but one of the guys who was in the Waffle House, he called up the chief of police and said, you know what, your man is wrong.
Wasn't that beautiful? That was Matt Brannon, and that was, you know, kudos to him, man, for standing up and doing that, because that's what it takes. Listen, you know, you're talking about openly carrying in the city of Atlanta, okay? You're not talking about openly carrying in a northern mountain community, okay? It takes a lot of guts to stand up for what you know is right. It takes a lot of guts, and we're seeing it now. We're seeing it with you know, like Stewart's organization, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, it takes a lot of guts to do what he's doing. You know, you take the Tea Party movement, it takes a lot of guts, but we're starting to see that. George, comment.
About time.
Yep, it is about time, isn't it?
Yep.
And you know what, guys? It's also about time that the roundtable is over, and we're going to be coming up on the close of the broadcast here in just a couple of minutes. Stuart, I want to thank you very much for joining Armed American Radio on very, very short notice tonight to give us your take on the little confrontation with Fox News' O'Reilly, okay?
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Appreciate you coming on short notice very much to give us your point of view on that, and I'm sure the listener took a lot away from that. They can make up their own minds. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, it's always great to have you on Armed American Radio, my friend. You'll be back next week on the Roundtable. Morgan, so will you. And Rob Pincus will be back next week, and I'd like to let the listeners know that Sheriff Mack will be joining me next week. And I apologize to my guests from Ohioans for Concealed Carry and Nevada Gun Owners, who for the last 2 weeks I've had to bump up because of current event stories that we needed to cover and cover quickly on Armed American Radio. But Ohioans for Concealed Carry will be here to talk about a number of things, and Nevada Gun Owners. We want to give the grassroots organizations across the country their fair shake. We're members of them here. George's member, Morgan, I know. Everybody's active in their respective states' grassroots organizations. If you're not, you need to be. The other thing is, if you would like, to have your state grassroots organization sponsored, please reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. We've had Oregon on, great folks, Ohio. We're looking eventually at the Michigan Gun Owners, Virginia Citizens Defense League, great groups. We've had Iowa on. We expect to put you on, too. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, WDJA, Florida. Great to have you with us on the broadcast. 840 AM 840, The Patriot, Modesto, California, with tentacles reaching out into the East Bay. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. Pick up a copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America, number 5 on Tom Gresham's list, and we'll see you next week right here.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.